In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Faith, Hope, and Trick, we learn that it did hurt.
When?
When Angel fell from hell. My name's Tavia.
I'm Anissa.
And I'm James.
And this is
What the Hell Mouth.
Okay, I will start it.
Ooh. What's up, guys?
Oh, like my God. Yes, this is how it's starting, unfortunately. We were debating on who was going to start getting in from that cold open, but I said I will. Then TC said, no. I love to overtalk, and whenever someone does it, it fills me with joy because it makes me seem like the topic of discussion. I'm the center of attention. Remember, I'm TC in this scenario.
As it should be.
Also a Leo. That's a Leo move. You're always a Leo.
Guys, speaking of like, oh yeah, what you guys, let's figure out what we did this week. I'm pissed at something that hit Netflix and it's Hip Hop Evolution.
Don't know what that is.
It's a documentary about like the evolution of hip hop. They're on their third season and they spent 2 hour long episodes talking about the fucking Biggie Tupac beef to the point where I told Nicole, oh yeah, these clips in every single Tupac, in every single Biggie documentary, the many that I've seen, use the same exact fucking clips. We don't need to know. So if you're planning on watching this, unless you want to see how very attractive Shock G is from, you know, Humpty Hump, Digital Underground.
The Humpty Dance, here's your chance to do the hump.
Baby.
You don't know a single song.
I don't. Just skip over those two episodes.
His name again, please.
Shock G. Man,
between
he's
you
handsome
and Biggie,
as
I was like,
fuck
who's
now.
Who?
I was high in the shower yesterday.
The nigga kingdom
Why
and shit,
the
basically.
East Coast, the West Coast? It was a thought that I had. I didn't put that part in.
I was like, this is like a fucking
lead.
Election. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me and Biggie's situation was smaller than that. You guys want
okay.
to know that song? I'm a walking icon.
Why was the East Coast, West Coast thing so big?
Because
the media.
Because I think rap was like created on the East Coast and then the West Coast came
yes.
and like brought a new style and the East Coast was like, well, hey, don't take the spotlight off of us. And the West Coast was like, no, fuck that noise. And then Tupac and Biggie Smalls
were
friends.
That sounds like what Californians say.
Tupac and Biggie Smalls were friends. And then Tupac, who I think already was very much like people are out to get me, got robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And he thought that it was Biggie Smalls and his people and actually was like, no, fuck these niggas. I believe shortly after that, he put out I Hit Him Up, which has some of my favorite lines because at the end he goes on that rant. He's like, back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. And my favorite, don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something.
Yeah.
You fuck around with me, you fuck around, have a seizure, a heart attack. You better back the fuck up, but you get smacked the fuck up. This how we do it on
our
side.
Yeah, Tavia knows the whole thing.
And you niggas from New York, they
want to
bring it. But we ain't singing. We bringing drama.
I
fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Now, when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucked up penny. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck
oh, yeah.
Bob
James.
D.
Stop.
Fuck
Stop.
Biggie.
Stop. What's up?
Shock G looks like fucking Nick Cannon with an afro. What? This man is not attractive.
Wait,
if you
are
be
you
down
looking
boy,
at a recent one?
Are you fucking kidding me? Is this what this nigga look like with the strip in his hair?
Yeah, the two gray streaks.
Me. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that dude's handsome as hell, guys.
Is he actually Humpty?
Yeah.
Didn't know he looked like this.
James, what the fuck, man?
That dude's handsome.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I'm gonna pass on this one. I'm gonna
oh,
pass.
Big yeah,
pass.
Guys, dude's super... super duper handsome.
All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance. The Humpty
oh
chance
he
is
looks
your
like
chance
the dude,
to do the
like
hump.
An evil scientist, but I can't think oh, of the evil scientist
it,
in my head.
A handsome yeah. scientist, I think, is what our guest means, who hasn't been introed yet, but I don't care if you talk right now.
Jesus.
No, because usually people are like, you can't talk before you're introduced, but we're not gonna introduce you at all.
Okay.
But...
I'm anonymous.
Guys, the last two episodes of that, they go over the reaction to how mainstream rap was getting in the late 90s and also the Dirty South on the rise. And those episodes are fucking great.
Yeah. Like, that sounds like something I'd be into. I love documentaries, as you guys know.
We just watched the Ted Bundy tapes.
We did.
I had nightmares.
Did you really?
I sure did.
Why didn't you say anything?
I was like, if I just power through it.
I watch so many documentaries and then I find out.
Several of them give me nightmares.
Weeks later, like, Ty was like, yeah, Chernobyl. I was like, yeah, I kept having nightmares.
My grandma
about
died,
that.
And I was very upset with Anise. I was like, no, grandma, are you okay? I had to call my grandma, and I never
like
call my grandma.
Russian or something.
Nicole always says she hates documentaries, but then when I watch one, she's just captivated by them.
Riveted.
Yeah. I don't know.
Me?
Yeah.
But how was your weeks, guys?
I just am good at looking like I'm enjoying them. I don't ever want to like you to look over and I'm like, ugh. So I'm just like, this is knowledge I care about.
I don't know. I love it. I love documentaries.
And they're always about like a woman killing a man. And I'm like,
too. I do. I
marathon watch Snapped. Like I'll be at home and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to clean the room. And I'll just literally put Snapped
on. She's watching
on.
Snapped about people's bodies being buried in forests. And I'm like, if you could just turn it down so that I don't have to hear it. But then I'm in the same room. So if you could just mute it and then also turn the TV off because I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive boy.
I'm a sensi.
Yeah, so we're going to need a new TV with Bluetooth so I can just headphone it up.
I can give you extension cords and then you for
no, we have a cat. Absolutely not.
Well, no, it's an extension cord for your headphones.
But then the cat.
Yeah. He'll,
not only would he chew on it, he runs
it.
Back and forth now. Like, he's actually
hide it
really bad.
When you're not using it.
But, like, when she was using it.
Close the door.
No. He's a baby.
It says the person who, yesterday, I get a series of texts. Like, hey, I feel like a, what was it, an absentee father that's babysitting his kids. Like, I didn't know Draco
dad,
was
like,
this bad.
He's a monster.
And I'm like, yeah, I've been with him every day. I've been off this week, thank God. The fucking Lord, because you know my job is
amazing.
I mean, I genuinely enjoy my job, but like last week I worked 62 hours in like a work week. The week before that I worked 91 and a half hours in a work week. You know what I'm saying? So other people do 40 hours and they're like, I'm tired. And I'm like,
damn, I do be tired.
I worked 91 fucking
hours. Shit on me.
Like, are you kidding? And that's like,
don't shit on me without my consent.
It doesn't include the travel because a lot of the show that I'm on right now is filmed outside of the city. So I'm in various, I can't even call them suburbs. We're like
the boonies.
Yeah. In the middle of fucking nowhere. There's no reception. Like scarecrow. I looked at it a couple times. Like, mm-mm. Is that human skin or no? That was a movie, right? Like, I'm not about to get kidnapped. I see Confederate flags and I joke about it with production, but I'm sort of serious. I think I deserve hazard pay anytime they take my black ass out to the middle of nowhere and there are Confederate flags.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
These are people in communities where I think that they have never actually seen a black person before because the kids are like, wow, like they're so mind blown about having never seen black people before. It's crazy.
That
and then we show
terrifying.
Up and it's like me. A lot on this production, what I really like is that there are a lot of people of color and there are a lot of women, not necessarily on the show, but like behind the scenes, there's a lot of us. I'm like, yeah, we're invading your fucking town.
Yeah.
But this week I'm off and I'm like, a
and
breath
Draco.
Of fresh air. And I still get paid for this week.
And Draco.
Hell yeah.
You were talking about Draco.
Oh, he's just bad. He's
as
bad as
fuck.
Hell. And Tavia didn't know. Tavia always thought I was being dramatic. I'm like, no, this motherfucker is bad. So I get a text message like, I had to put Draco away because he was just running. I'm like, he be parkouring off of shit in the house. Like, he's crazy.
I left work early yesterday and like, I was like, I went home early. So from 1 to 6, I was working from home and it was like, he'd stand on my laptop and I was like, no, you can't do that. You got to get off. And I'd push him off and then he'd bite me for a little bit. Then he'd jump back up on my laptop and it was like, I'm sending chess. And they're like, hi, how can I help you today? And I was like, you got to get down. So I pushed him down maybe 6 or 7 times. Then he kicked me. He bit me. And I was like, you got to go in your room. You got to go. And then I put him in his room, but I went to lay down for a light nap and I woke up at 10 p.m. and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Frank, this is what he does. He will run once, like from the kitchen into our living room right here, try and get inside the closet, which he can't. He needs the knob. And then he's just like, yeah, I'm done, guys.
I wish Draco is still in the bloom of his youth. That motherfucker is...
So is Frank.
He jumped up on the air conditioner unit yesterday and like it wasn't far enough. It's too like into the window for him to plant, but like he watched for a while. Like he stood there and he bounced. Like he's like, I got it.
He was really trying to
jumped up,
gauge it.
Tried to grip and immediately fell down, hit the heater and just sat on the floor for a while. And I was like, you feel dumb, don't you?
He should have been hugging too.
But my week, I finally got cleared to get back in the gym. So I've gone to the gym every, well, I haven't gone to the gym every day, but I've worked out every day this week since Monday. I'm in a lot of pain, but like that good pain, that good gym pain. Ooh, my legs feel awful.
Does not exist. That's not a real thing.
I love this like soreness of being in the gym. I love it.
You guys are
like probably the way your arms feel after like an immense bout of jagging off.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say all of my body feels. A wrapping session because my body hurts so bad.
Alarming. Why are you doing it that hard?
Because I'm screaming into a microphone and I do many takes to make sure it's perfect.
It's concerning.
Yeah.
Concerned.
You gotta be a one take James.
No.
Tamia did officially missing you in one take.
Yeah.
What's your excuse?
I don't remember lyrics even when they're right in front of me.
Oh, that's fair.
And I'm screaming, so like there are times when I run out of breath before the take, so I have to do it in 2-bar intervals.
Because this pain, it's bad. I feel it won't go away.
But guys, let's get to our guests. They've been patiently waiting to blow.
Yeah, that's totally.
That's a 50 Cent lyric.
Yeah.
Only 50 Cent lyric. I know it. I got no pickup lines. I stay on my
whether
grind.
Whether or not you can even weather the storm.
I tell the hoes all the time.
I really
bitch.
Like that song.
Get in my car.
I can tell.
You're gonna. Who's introducing our guest?
We've got a guest.
The best.
Two grapes.
What?
We need
Do
to
not
build
talk
them
over
up.
Me.
Whoa. Hey, TC, keep going.
We've got a guest.
We have the greatest guest ever. They've
Guess
been a
is?
Fan.
All the way from Washington, by way of Hawaii. That's way too loud, wasn't it? Sorry.
No, you did. You.
We've got Kayla, also known as Two Grapes. Also known as Kayla. That's
also really Lola Lufa.
Yep.
On Twitter.
What if she didn't want her Twitter account out there like
you
that?
You know what? Follow me on everything as Lola Lufa.
We do
Lufa,
that at the end.
So. No.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? I will. I will remind myself to do that.
This is our podcast now. All right, guys. Well, I've been Tavia.
I've been James.
And I've been Anissa.
All right,
it's just me.
Formerly, what the hell, Mal?
Wait, and this is?
Kayla. Yeah, duh.
Oh, no, like the title of the show. And this
is? Yeah, this is Kayla.
Oh, this is Kayla.
That's
what
it's called. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Introduce us. We're guests on your show.
All right. So we're just going to talk
gotta
about...
You got to get on the mic,
shit.
Though. You, all right. You, there so... you go. You look so... No, don't be relaxed. Be professional. Oh, no. My God.
This it's is like my this podcast. Is your... I'm going to look at how unprofessional
I But I'm still the
I
producer. I apologize.
No, but...
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
we're
going
to talk about embarrassing stories because that's literally all you guys do on the show. So that's...
We talk about Buffy.
Yeah.
You heard last week's episode. We fucking hate Xander.
I have
you guys
hated
hate the
Xander
show.
For so long.
Xander
and
fucking
I felt
sucks.
Vindicated because I knew.
You waited until
I
this
knew
episode,
that
though.
He was horrible from the beginning. And I felt like I was being judged and ridiculed for how much I hated him. And then he came out with last episode and I was like, here it is, bitches.
No, I mean, I've always agreed that Xander is the worst character on the show and has no...
The
everyone else has done something
worst.
That I would say is redeemable. As much as everybody's like, oh, Spike is the worst and he's a problematic Faith. Spike has done redeemable things. And you're not going to sit here and tell me that he hasn't. Faith is redeemable. Spike is redeemable. Angel, I don't care for him, but he's done redeemable things. Xander is the one character in maybe any TV show I've ever seen where he is the worst character and has never done a single thing that I'd say, okay, this is
him
redeemable.
And Ross Geller.
Oh yeah,
and
Ross
they're
was
the
terrible.
Same type of character.
Yeah,
not funny. Yeah.
Oh, are we talking about
on
Friends?
Yeah.
Oh,
I hate Friends.
Friends
never
used to be
it.
Like my mom's favorite TV show. Speaking of never watched it, Kayla, have you ever seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
If you had never seen it, based on this episode, would you watch the show?
Probably to point out like a lot of the problems.
Okay.
You would hate watch.
Yeah, I would hate watch.
I have never hate watched a show before because there's no point in it. Unfortunately, because of this podcast, I have to hate watch a show. TC's face, body language.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Defeated.
How about that? Now you ain't gotta watch it no more because I'm dead now.
Oh my god.
Then I would have to watch it even more because I would feel obligated, even if Anissa's like,
if
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say Anissa would not keep doing this podcast if I kill myself.
It would be my one man podcast. I'd have to put it on Patreon in hopes to somehow make some money off from it.
I would come in every once in a while. In remembrance of Tavi, I'd show up.
Season
I'd be like,
finales.
I don't really remember the favorite episodes, so I had to email Hulu to ask them which were the most watched episodes on our account.
The musical.
But I can assume that
the musical
that
episode.
Those are, yeah, the music. I would come for the musical episode. I
and
would come
stay for the.
For,
I don't know.
Do you? Okay,
none
just,
of these episodes.
If you could just name my favorite episode from what's my favorite episode this season? I said it.
Fucking
the name of it or like just the number?
I thought it was last episode.
I need to see like a list of names.
It doesn't matter. Because
I won't remember. I don't
you
remember
are name. Constantly saying, this is my favorite episode. Then when we get to it, you then say, but wait, hold on until the next episode.
No, I specifically say, like, this is a really good episode. It's one of my favorites, but I have a specific you favorite for every it. Season. Prophecy Girl for season one.
Whoa.
Passion for season two. Anissa, do you want to go from here? What's my favorite episode this season?
Man, the swamp
I'm
one was the best
the
one from last season.
Doppelgangland?
Well, you know Mac really well.
Oh, that was Mac. Okay,
it's Band Candy.
No.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, Anissa knowing me does kind of matter. But I mean, it seems like you, like, and now you're just kind of going through the names of the episodes.
Yeah, I'm looking through the names.
Why don't we give you one more shot, and then when you don't get it, because I don't think you'll get it, we just, I just list them.
You said it before.
I'm constantly saying.
I've said it on this podcast, so anyone could say which one it is.
I'm constantly saying my top five rappers to Nicole. And
is
Nicole,
it Band Candy?
No.
James just said that.
Wow. You forfeited your last chance on the one James just said. It's Helpless.
Helpless.
What
it
episode
had such
is
a
that?
Stupid name that I just assumed that couldn't be it.
You are so hate filled. I think it's episode 11. Is it episode 11?
Helpless is episode 12.
I was almost there. Season four. Ugh. I'm torn between Hush and Beer Bad.
You love Hush. That's the one
Hush
you have talked about
episode.
So much.
Anissa said that was her favorite episode recently, and I was like, I didn't know you had a favorite episode of the show.
Yeah, it is one of those episodes where I think it was one of the first ones that Tavia showed me, and it stuck with me. And I was like, that episode is creepy as fuck.
Super scary.
But actually enjoyable in that, like, this is spooky sort of manner.
It's spoopy.
Season five, Fool for Love. Season six, what's my favorite
episode?
You gotta
episode? Get down closer.
The musical yeah. episode.
You,
and can, then,
you know how to lift it.
And then
we...
season seven. Season seven, my favorite episode is probably, I guess, Beneath You, because Spike does that speech. Oh,
wait,
man.
Spike comes back?
No.
Yeah, of course he does. Well, I mean, I assumed he does because you are always talking about that angel episode.
I'm sorry, this episode, did we get confirmation that Faith ran away?
Faith, Hope, and She Does Not. Faith, Hope, and Trick. Season 3, Episode 3, original air date, October 13th, 1998. Faith, brunette, kinda ripped, 5x5, a real bad bitch. The sexy, sultry slayer called when Kendra, the vampire slayer.
Wait, did you say 5x5?
Yeah.
She said that.
She says that
that's her,
a
her
lot,
phrase.
Like three times.
She said it like three times in that episode alone.
Wait, what does that mean?
You never get, they never tell you.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say 5'5". I don't know.
I mean, I can Google how tall she is.
Met her untimely end, a wild child that made every fan of Buffy say to themselves, am I gay? Or at least that's what I said. And the answer, no. No, I wasn't. But I was a boy. And boy, that's even more confusing. Hope. Scott Hope is the pale, dry, and peely-lipped, very moist, oily young man sent to replace Angel in Buffy's life because Buffy is a woman, and how the hell could she be expected to function without a man up her skirt?
I see
exactly.
You, Veronica Mars.
She can't. Anyway. That's fucked up, bro. They killed my nigga. That's crazy. Anyway. In the wake of broad-shouldered, tall, dark, and brooding Angel, Scott Hope begs the question, why have a heartthrob when you can have a heart murmur? Trick. Mr. Trick is one of like nine black characters on the show to get actual lines, so I'll take it and be grateful. And also, he's kind of cute in that it's weird because he sort of looks like my dad way. Mr. Trick comes to Sunnydale with antagonist Kakistos in tow, and together they hunt down the chosen one, the only, Faith. Faith? Faith. But with her new sister slayer, with whom she will have tons of unresolved sexual tension, Faith is able to defeat the demon that killed her watcher. This episode ends with our tall, dark, and handsome boy back from the hellacious beyond. No taller, but much darker and significantly less handsome because he's also damp and oily. And like, was that kind of like some kind of sexy 90s thing or something?
I think it's because he's birthing from the womb of hell. So he's
that's
all
exactly
like,
what I thought. Too.
Yeah. Goopy.
Yeah.
It's like Lord Zedd in Power Rangers at first.
Oh,
he was,
my God.
He was goopy at first. Then parents said he was too scary, so they had to make him ungoopy and a little less scary.
Yep.
Because
he's
right
like,
over my head.
He's like covered in muscles, so hey,
did you
be
hear
goopy.
That parents were actually petitioning to get the It posters taken
yeah.
down because their kids were having nightmares?
They can suck my dick. It's obviously a scary movie, and it's obviously just a fucking poster.
I also have nightmares about things.
I get nightmares from my mom. So like not like.
Like you inherited them from her?
No, like she is in my nightmares.
Oh.
She's the only person I'm afraid of in my nightmares.
Oh.
Because I don't know if it's a like if I'm awake or not. So that's the only person I'm afraid of in Yep.
I have nightmares, but like they're more weird dreams where I'm put in a like a scenario where like my adrenaline starts rushing. So I can never remember waking up if they were actually nightmares or like I have dreams about, oh, I'm running from something. And I guess they count as nightmares, but nothing actually scary happened. I'm running down like a well-lit street and shit, but my heart is like thumping. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, but I don't really run. So maybe it's just I'm having a heart attack. And then I wake up.
We did that whole episode where I talked about how like those Norcos I got that one time gave me really bad dreams. And sometime between then and now, I got a strep throat and the doctor gave me cough syrup. And of course, if you're going to give me cough syrup with what's it called? And I'm going
codeine.
Yeah, I had lean. Like I could not sleep because it just literally every time I'd close my eyes, a nightmare would start. And I'd be like, well, I guess I'm just going to be up and really high and sleepy.
My nightmares always are like this. It'll be a normal dream. Hey, happy-go-lucky, I'm in a house. Then it clicks in my head. Wonder if this place is haunted. And then I'll look at a doorknob, and then I'll say, ghosts, if you're in here, move that doorknob. And then it just starts violently shaking. And then
why would you do that? Like, why would you call them out?
Know.
I bet ain't no ghost in this motherfucker, because if it was, you move that doorknob.
You've been playing like, with Ouija boards and shit, don't you?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I remember this girl brought a Ouija board to Vivid, and I was like, damn, please take that out of here. I don't want this in the building.
A Luigi
board. And also I tried to sleep with her.
Then Nicole ends up waking me up because I start screaming for Nicole to wake me up. It's just like,
Tavia does that.
I be feeling like Anissa watched me do that for like 40 minutes before she wakes me up. And I know she doesn't.
But like, I sleep like the dead. So it takes a lot. Like I think that my body had to be like, oh no, your bedmate. Like, wake him up. My body's like, okay, so we got to get up first in order
really
to
be
do
laying
that.
Next to her like, oh. She's just like, me.
Y'all can't control your dreams?
God, no.
That sucks.
I can unless they're nightmares.
I can change it to back to a normal dream once it's a nightmare. It's great. It's like, because you know it's fake. Well, at least for me, I know it's fake. I know this is fake. So let me just control it to what I want. And then I end up eating pizza.
Do you have a dream canon? Meaning, is there a world that you have created in your dream? So like previous dreams, you're like, oh yeah, that comes not from the real world, but from the dream world that I've created.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of. I write all my dreams down that I can remember so that like, just so I have control over them. Because they said, like, if you write your dreams down and if you, like, practice, like, telling yourself, this is a dream, this is a dream, this is a dream, the only times I can't control it is when I'm literally dreaming of the same room that I'm sleeping in. So I will be dreaming of my bed back home. Like, I'm literally, like, sleeping, but, like, then my mom comes in and then she keeps getting closer and then she ends up just choking me. And then I'm just like, well.
Do you have a relationship with your mom?
Huh?
Okay, I don't know if this is like a babe, hey, my
space.
Mom just scares me in dreams, or if you don't have a relationship with your mom.
It's a very rocky relationship, okay. Basically. Like, I grew up with both of my parents, and anyway, can we talk about something?
She said I had a mom and a father.
No, I wanted to tell you, if you want my father, you can have him.
Is he the black parent?
Yes.
Okay, is he bald?
No, he has a little bit of hair.
No, I'm sorry. I need dads that look like my dad. Sorry.
My dad does not look like your dad.
Yeah, but your dad kind of just gave himself to me. I couldn't be like, no, fuck off. Like, he gave himself to me and I was like, I'll accept.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, God, I have no idea.
I think my hardest dreams to get out of are the ones where, and it actually made me late to school several times. And I had to explain to mom, like, mommy, you don't understand, like, my dream was that my alarm went off. I woke up. I walked the dog. I got ready for school. I was on my way to school. And then you're in here yelling at me that I've missed the bus. So,
yeah.
So like in my mind, I had already done all the steps and I'm thinking that I'm awake and I am knocked the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, Anissa, like banging on the door. And I was like, what are you doing here?
I've already done
this.
Are
you going to school? And then I'm in a bad mood because I got to do that shit all over again.
Sometimes, yeah, fuck those dreams. Instead of watching porn, I'll just think real hard about porn before bed and then I'll dream about porn. I have a problem and I don't know why.
I'm trying to wean myself off from porn because it's just taking up so much time.
And you know what's crazy? Ever since we did that like lost video where we ate that pizza and we never, ever, ever saw or talked about it again, I don't, like, I watch porn and nothing happens. And I was like, oh, man. I don't get nutties from porn no more. It was like a secret. Yeah, I just, at this point, I'm literally just watching it in hopes of maybe like busting a nut. And then like the porn ends and I'm like, well, there was 111 minutes. I'll never get back.
You watched a movie is what you did.
111 minutes?
Yeah.
That's
And so, 16 seconds.
That's even too long for a movie. 90 minutes or younger. That's what I want.
I mean, I have looked at like longer porn and it like, okay, so it's just so much better because they don't skip the taking off the clothes part. And I love that part because I think it's like,
fuck
I need to say, man, if you don't put your dick in.
The longest porn I'll even click on is 11 minutes. And I'm still hitting that like 15 second skip. Shit.
Oh,
to like
I just see.
Get to what I'm looking for. Okay, what am I looking for?
I never need dick sucking. I never need to see it. It's like, I just saw porn where this guy was fucking this other guy's face and the guy was actively vomiting and he wouldn't stop. And ever since, I was like, I never need to see dick sucking. Because even though, like, with, like, I don't know, like Sean Cody or like men.com, I know that's not where it's going to go. But what if? Even if he gags, I'm like, to turn the whole thing off because I'm worried.
So I don't like anything where a man is licking a girl's vagina because they zoom in on his like mustache and like it's all disgusting.
Right.
But okay, you guys, of course, remember the song Grills.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rewatch that music video because they are always close up on their mouths and they have the most disgusting vagina looking lips ever that and just like pubic hair mustaches. They're so thin mustaches. Like,
hey, like sometimes people just have trouble growing mustaches, man. Chill out. I was just about to be like, me and Nelly got the same mustache, but then you started really going in on him and then I didn't want to do it no more.
Okay, but Nelly has a fine looking mustache. But when you zoom in on it, it's just, I don't want to see, I guess I don't like close-ups of anyone's mouths, but it's just.
He probably trying, damn, give it some time.
I just don't like close-ups on anybody. Like just
that show we've been watching where they do the close-ups.
Fucking Rica Famosas Latinas is essentially Latin America's response to Real Housewives.
Jinx. Mm.
The shit's terrible, bro. And I hear that it gets better-ish because the person that I'm watching it for isn't in the first season. So I'm like, damn, Nurka, where you at? But they zoom in and you'll get like a cut of eyes. Or like they'll zoom in on like a hand. And I'm like, who the fuck? Is this your first time filming anything professional? Like,
do they linger on them? Because if they do, that just means they're trying to fill up time. That's the same thing for Super Sentai, that like they'll do zoom ups to everyone's face. And it's like, okay, yeah, guys, I get it. You need to fill 52 episodes a year of this show, but still.
But it's, I don't know how to explain it when you haven't seen it, but it's like they'll be having a full conversation. And during the conversation, they'll zoom in on one's eyes and then they'll like zoom back out. And you can see like the camera like shake as it gets steady again, and then it's like, okay, they keep going with the conversation, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what is happening here?
Never even been on a date.
Sorry, that was just quality TV.
What?
Why would they edit it like that? Where she's like, we have never even been.
You would have to watch it. I'm going to try to find it. It was literally one of the funniest things. Like, and I think me and Anissa were high as fuck when it happened. I was like, what the fuck happened to her voice? And then like we had to rewind it.
Reality TV does that so much just to
all the time.
Try and
I wish
build
I were
a
on
story.
Reality TV.
Do it.
I remember one time when I was younger, I was writing a fake reality TV show, but now everybody does that. They're so like fucking Total Drama Island stole my idea and I want money.
Loved.
I was doing that when I was like 9. Give me my royalties. Who else?
Yeah, Total Drama Island was probably on for 5 years when you were 9.
No.
Ooh, zinged your
Absolutely
age.
Absolutely not. Total Drama Island probably came out when I was like 12.
Bitch. Let's see when Total Drama Island came out.
Total Drama Action. Oh, I shouldn't have said action.
Guys,
so
only one person needs to go to their phone.
I don't think Anissa's looking up Total Drama Island.
What?
I think Anissa's just on her phone.
The fucking Faith. She is 5'5".
Okay,
sure
yeah.
Would be fucking
Maybe
Faith.
That's what she meant.
That's not total just, that's not what she means.
Drama. Then what does it mean?
It's just her phrase. They specifically, they don't explain it.
Whenever she says we're 5x5, she's usually implying
like
that they're cool. Yeah, like, oh, I'm cool. We're cool.
How old were you in 2007?
2007? I was in 7th grade. I was 12. 12. I told you.
Oh, you were so good.
In school? No, I was not. That's the first time I ever got suspended for insubordination.
sixth grade or fifth grade, I got in school suspension.
A first or the second fifth grade?
You know, I only did second grade twice. And those in school suspensions, you're like in your like isolated cubicle
bubble.
And you better believe I masturbated in there.
That's disgusting. The first time I got ISS was my junior year of high school because this girl named Amanda outed, you can leave her full name in, outed me. Actually, you should take it out because she'd probably sue me, bitch. So she outed me on Facebook because I had a crush on her best friend who,
wow,
I think maybe was dicks. Ace. Like, she just had no emotion whatsoever. I don't think you could. But
what about never me? Mind. Do I think? Do you think I could?
You said when you got here that you couldn't fight, so I also don't think you could, because Anissa can fight.
I haven't fought. That's the only thing.
I wouldn't chance it with Amanda for my first fight. I guess actually probably y'all could beat her ass. Because
shit.
She couldn't fight. She just, so what happened was she outed me on Facebook because I had a crush on her friend. And we were kids, so it wasn't like I would always try to tell the friend, but then I never did. Like, I could never like get up the courage to do it. And then like one time she was on Facebook like, such and so is as straight as they come, so if somebody has a crush on them, leave it alone. And she tagged me in the comments, and then my gay friend was like, this is what happened. She put the such and so is as straight as they come, tags me in the comment, and I was like, we could just pretend it was a mistake. Like, she just accidentally tagged me instead of anybody else. But then my gay friend got on and he was like, @Tavia doesn't give a fuck. And I was like, guys, what are we doing? I'm not gay. I just be doing my own thing. So we got to school the next day and I was like, she deleted everything and I was talking about it on Facebook. And I mean, like, you know, once everybody else like got it out, I was like, fucking, I'm mad too. And then my friend Tasha and this other girl I was friends with was like, because, you know, we will ride up to and put that girl's address and was like, and beat her motherfucking ass. And I was like, thanks, y'all. And she came and commented and she was like, hey, I know you're upset, but like, I deleted what I said. So if you could just like let, and I wasn't talking about you. I was like, you are really pissing me off. So if you could just leave me the fuck alone, that'd be great. She kept going, kept DMing me. So I got to school the next day, and I don't know why I did it this way, but like, I gathered a group of people. I told like 8 people, like, hey, after school, be in the band room because some shit is about to go down.
Oh my God.
So they all come in the band room, and I was like, hey, Amanda. And she's like, hey, Tavia. Like, shit was sweet. Like, she hadn't been like fucking slandering my name on Facebook for 12 fucking hours. So I was like, I just want to let you know that the very next time you type my name and my name is in your mouth, I'm going to beat your fucking ass. And there was this boy named Ian who was the brother of the girl that I had a crush on. And he didn't know what was happening. We just told him, like, come to the band room because some shit's about to go crazy. And I was like, I'm going to beat your fucking ass. He went, oh, my God. And she was like, I didn't. I was like, no, we don't need to talk. I just want you to know the next time you say some shit about me, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. And she was like, okay. And she went and she walked in the band, like towards further into the band room. So we're standing there and everybody was like, yeah, that's cool as fuck. And like patting my back and hyping me up. And like in my mind, they had lifted me on their shoulders and they were like, Tavia, Tavia. And then we like stopped and I was like, hold on. She went towards the band instructor's office and we cut out of there. Cause I was like, oh man, she's gonna tell on us and I'm gonna get in trouble. Like, they probably won't. So we all run, we leave. I get to school the next morning and the band instructor with his bitch ass comes and he's like, hey, I heard what you said to Amanda yesterday. I was like, okay. And he was like, so I had to tell your dean. I was like, oh my God, Mr. Malik. And he was like, I mean, I'm sorry, I had to, you know, I didn't know if the threat was serious or not. I was like, so when we left and didn't touch that girl, he was like, I didn't know. I was like, you don't even understand what you did. You don't know what happened or what was going on. So now I'm a mess. And he was like, well, here's what we'll do. We'll go to the dean. We'll explain it to them. I'll go with you and be like, hey, I misunderstood what was happening and like recant my statement or something. So we go to the dean and like he tells him and like, I'm still a mess. I am weeping and like I was like, you was bothering me all night.
All of your stories just end this way.
So
you just weeping.
This one has it doesn't. So they call me back into the office, the dean of students. So we all had our own deans, and then there was a specific dean whose
That's
name
so
I can't
weird.
Remember.
Is this a big school?
I don't know how many, like, what's a normal amount of, is 1,000 a normal amount of kids?
Mine was like 700 to 900. It fluctuated.
I feel like we had about 1,000 kids. It was fairly, it wasn't like huge, but all of the suburban kids either went to my school, they went to TF North or they went to TF South. So they call us in there and it's me, Amanda, my dean, and the dean of students, who I think was her dean. And they're like, so what happened? And I was like, she outed me on Facebook. And they were like, so like, you gay? I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know if this has any, like, I was like, I understand that like it's a facet of the story. But overall, this, I was like, I mean, I was like, I don't know. And they were like, you don't know what you like? I was like, I don't don't understand how this has anything to do. So they were like, so like, you still learning about yourself? Or like, what was the real thing? Like, I was like, I like a girl. And if we could just move on to the part where she went on. And they were like, and I mean, like, that's bad. But like, if you don't know about yourself, like, we could hook you up with like the counselor. I was like, I don't need that right now. What I need is to discuss. So what ended up happening was Amanda got in zero trouble, did not get her ass beat. And I got in school suspension. They wiped everything else. But they were like, well, you did curse on school grounds. And I was like, and maybe that was the first time a white woman ever did something to me that negatively affected. And I had to, I got ISS. And then when I was in there, I was on my cell phone. So he was like, in order to get your cell phone back, you have to come in here with lunch on your lunch every day and you have to bring me a snack. So I had to buy him cookies every single day for a week. That's, I didn't want ISS again.
That's definitely fucking
illegal.
And also,
if I was going to get my ass beat anyway, I would have been in there like, I need you guys to call my mother. You guys are going to tell her I have ISS anyway. You have to.
By then I had blocked this. By the time my junior year came, TF North could not call my house phone anymore. Okay. That's why my mom never went to parent-teacher conference. She didn't know when they were.
Shit. My mom was at the school like, I haven't heard from y'all, so what's up?
You should have done a double Jeopardy thing. You should have still kicked her ass like, oh, you guys are punishing me for that.
Yeah. Right. I just knew she was like a scary white girl. And I was like, I beat the shit out of you. And she was like, oh, my God.
I wonder if you would have been I am wondering about myself and gone with the counselor. I think they would have not given you ISS.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Not at all. One, Miss Hunt was a bitch.
It doesn't seem like it.
And my dean was, but this was the same dean who, when that boy was assaulting me, he was like, well, I talked to him like I talked to my kids. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Did you talk to either of our parents about how he sexually assaulted me? And he was like, well, told him. And I was like, did you tell my mama? Because they blew my fuck. They would try to blow the fuck. Because blocked calls come, like, if they leave a voicemail, the voicemails will come and then I'd have to delete them. And they were like, your child has ISS. Your child has ISS. She has ISS. But when he fucking was bothering me and touching me and following me, that phone said.
Because that dude did the same thing probably in high school.
Probably. And they were like, nah, yeah, I ain't got shit to say.
Mm-hmm. So.
He did, though.
We have 15 minutes. Should we start talking about Buffy?
They took away seniors leaving for lunch. My junior year, at the end of my junior year, they were like, too much shit is going on, so seniors can't leave for lunch anymore. But that used to be a thing at my school. And they had them Otis Spunkmeyer cookies, y'all. God
Wait,
damn.
Is that in relation to the episode?
At the beginning of the episode,
yeah, they're going to have off-campus lunch with Buffy.
Oh, I thought they were still on campus.
No, Buffy is across the street because she can't come on campus yet.
Oh, that is technically off, I guess.
So that actually got ruined for us, I think, my sophomore year. I mean, I would go off campus lunch anyway.
Same.
Because St. Ignatius, our back exit is onto Taylor Street, and Taylor Street has a shit ton of restaurants and stuff. So I was like, okay. And you better believe that if Grubhub had existed when I was in high school, I would have had that shit delivered to the door and been like, hi, Dean Tracy. Hi, Dean Palicki. This is mine. Thanks.
They had this place called Pano's two blocks away from my school on the same street. And I remember one time we skipped school to go to Pano's. We told they were like, oh, we're not going to go. We're scared. Me and my best friend left school on our lunch break to go to Pano's. And we were like, okay, you just opened the door to let us back in. And they were like, okay, we're coming back with our food. And they were like, we can't, we're scared. And we were like, y'all, no, come on, open the door. And they were like, I don't want to get in trouble. We're too close to graduation. So me and my friend, God. What I just, dumbass, is just standing outside the school. So then like a kid passed and we were like, hey, could you let us in? And we got back into the school and we didn't get in no trouble.
Nice.
And we were so mad at those
Ignatius
girls.
Was actually like, the students of Ignatius, because I was always off campus for something late, I'm doing something, and I'd be like,
could you open the door?
You because can't if I whisper like that.
I'm sorry. I'd be like, could you open the door? And then I'd like point at the door, because we have key cards, and so if you scan in, then you know
what time you came in.
So I'm like, I don't want to scan my shit. The door will open, but I got to go to the office, you know?
We had IDs where like at the beginning of the day you swipe in and that's how they know. And then you'd get a temp ID, and a temp ID was just a sticker, but it was 50 cent, $1.50 if you didn't have the money. They charged us actually for everything at that school.
That's crazy.
And I remember I used to pretend like I'd take anything, like I'd take a debit card out of my wallet and just run it across the thing. And one time I said it as a joke to a dean and he was like, I'm gonna be watching you. And one time he happened to be the one that was at the scanning thing and I did it. And he was like, hey, your name ain't come up. And I took the fuck off. He was like, hey, get her. Somebody get her. And then from then on, he would not let me swipe in that way. So I had to go around the school, down the stairs and through the cafeteria.
Well,
your school was awful. Just shouldn't exist.
I mean, it might be better. Also, everybody dies. But I mean, it might be better now. Yeah. I don't know.
It's no.
Since I haven't been, I started there 10 years ago. Xander only owns bowling shirts.
Okay, I thought Kayla was going to sneeze.
I thought so too.
Bless you.
Kayla, what notes do you have?
First of all, I know that you guys had mentioned before that Seth Green is in this show. I didn't realize he was Oz, so that took me aback.
Precious boy.
I had never understood what anybody was talking about. Like, I was trying to focus on their conversations, like, when they were trying to eat lunch, and, like, Willow was freaking out for some reason, and they were just talking, and I'm like, these words aren't processing to me right now.
Like, I almost turned on subtitles.
Yeah, because I was just like, I'm supposed to be learning stuff about them, and I don't know anything except that Xander's a dick.
I do always watch with subtitles. I don't watch anything without subtitles. I don't know why people watch it without subtitles.
I focus too much on the subtitles, so then I'm not looking at everything else.
The only time I didn't was like if I'd watch it with my cousin because she'll read the subtitles, and that makes me sick to my stomach. I hate when people do that.
Strange, because we're watching Ricas Famosas Latinas, and I put the subtitle. It's entirely in Spanish, so I put the subtitles in English, and I spend the whole show trying to see if the subtitles match what they're saying, and when it's wrong, I'm like, fucking liars. You're liars. And like somebody actually gets paid to be the person that translates. So I'm like, how do I get that job? That sounds nice and cushy. I can lie. It doesn't apparently have to match up perfectly. So I might as well do it.
I've seen this episode before. Obviously, I've seen all of the episodes, but I forgot that when Angel does the go to hell thing, when it pans back up to him, he has that dead face. And that scared me. I almost peed a little bit.
Also, why are they doing the collada ring or however it's pronounced? I own one, but that's a mom gift. That does that. It's not a gift that you should be giving, at least in my eyes. It's not something you should be giving someone. Also, if you have never even dated someone, why give a ring as, hey,
exactly,
let's date?
She's also strange. Turned you down like 6 times. And like he was like, my last ditch effort is going to be to give you this ring.
Like what? I would immediately be like, I'm done with you, especially I'm going to block you in real life and on like all social medias, because that, like, why are you getting me a gift? If you're going to get me a gift, give me food. Like,
yes.
That would be a perfectly.
Get me Jordans. You want to date me? Buy me Jordans.
Someone's significantly more expensive than the rest of us.
And I want some like 220. Oh, girl. What did you say you'd want a gift as?
Food. I agreed.
She lying, Your Honor.
I love food when I can eat it and enjoy it.
There's a scene. So when Buffy is being told she can come back into the school, she's playing with a letter opener. And I put, back when I worked at the theater, I found a pocket knife while cleaning one of the theaters. And there was this coworker, and me and him were like mortal fucking enemies. I actually think if I knew him personally, we'd still be mortal enemies, even though I can't remember his name.
Don't try. Just keep going with the story, please.
And we were, it was so bad that we had to have like a supervisor mediate between us. And the whole time we were talking, I was like spinning the pocket knife and also stabbing it into the box I was sitting on. And I was like, I just want to be clear. I'll kill you. And then we were both terminated from that job for harassment.
I think you've told that. I mean, not that part of the story, but you've told that story on this before.
Buffy's hair when she's at the Bronze looked worse than it did when she woke up.
This is some of the worst Buffy hair
and
the,
some
worst
of the worst
Cordelia
outfits
I have ever seen.
Cordelia
I
looked
have
so
been.
Frumpy in this episode.
I just really wanted to see Cordelia's titties.
Big titties.
She's got an amazing body.
Internet.
But like,
they were covered
Lord
in all those
mercy.
Frocks.
I saw the, I've been watching Veronica Mars instead of Buffy to try. I don't know why, but I've seen a lot of Cordelia titties. So
I
really
could
nice.
Not hear you because both of them were talking.
Rude. No, Cordelia. Cordelia titties on Veronica Mars are nice.
Wait, she's on that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She plays Kendall Casablancas. This episode, Faith is here. That's so important.
She's hot,
I love
too.
Faith. Oh, 10 out of 10
Faith.
Would bang.
And Faith and Buffy, honestly, are just the couple that never were, but should have been. Faith and Buffy maybe have like a deeper spot in my heart as a femme/couple than Quinn and Rachel do.
Okay, if you could only ever read Faith and Buffy or Buffy and Spike.
I don't read Buffy and Spike. I got what I needed out
Damn,
of Buffy and Spike
think
on
that
the show.
You would, because there would be like something good about him in a fan fiction, at least.
No, and usually he's written very like, sometimes I'll read like Faith, Buffy, and Spike.
Ew.
As long as it's like Buffy and Faith are in game, but I don't ever read Buffy. I don't ever read Buffy and Spike. I got what I needed.
But what about Kendra and Faith?
I got enough of Kendra, the vampires. I don't
the
ever,
vampire slayer.
I didn't need to see Kendra in the show unless they had not given her that accent. If they had just not let her have that accent, I'd have been like, Kendra is a character that I'd love to come back. But that accent, I never need to see Bianca Lawson do that. So I never, ever. I don't even think there are Kendra fan fictions because I think she was such a throwaway character that people were like, why would I write about her?
Also,
that was her favorite shirt, though.
Faith.
That's her only shirt.
Should have had a Boston accent if they were going to give Kendra the Vampire Slayer.
They learned their lesson. Yeah, they were like,
But she's from Massachusetts. She might
Massachusetts?
Be able to. Yeah, Massachusetts. She could have had.
I know that you know that's not how it's
Massachusetts.
Oh my God.
Xander's clothes are giant. He had the biggest clothes on always. And then also, Joyce's hair looks great. Her hair looks so good this season, Joyce. Her hair is always so perfectly coiffed. Like, they are spending so much time on her hair and none on Buffy's. They said, we got to get every single one of these curls.
I don't
curls.
Mind Willow's little ginger bob.
Yeah,
I
enjoy
it.
That. She's, I don't like her anymore, though.
I just don't hate it.
I was about to say,
how do you feel about
like,
your boo, Allison Hannigan?
Damn. I mean, she's still, like,
your boo,
visually appealing, but...
Like, just her character is just...
It's she's been the same thing too long.
Yeah.
Just like Xander. Xander's a piece of shit, and he has always been that. Like, Cordelia has grown. She still is kind of the same, but she at least isn't just an insanely rude person. Yes.
Yeah.
She's a human now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's sad because it made her ugly. Look at what happened.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they're trying to say? That like
you
nice
are
people
the company
can't be
you keep.
Can't nice be. People can't wear cute outfits.
Nice people are ugly, therefore hot people are mean people. Like, that sucks.
I've never been a fan of Cordelia's outfits though.
Buffy has the worst friends. Faith only knew all that information to talk that shit to Buffy because her friends told her about Angel. Buffy has the worst. Girl, let me be a friend.
Like, but
well, she's like 50 now.
The reason
right,
why,
but she's so rich.
That's true.
Let me be a friend.
They just wanted her to be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they wanted her to think they were cool.
Yeah.
And I don't think they had stories to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, you know what? We have
that
a friend
make them not the
that
worst.
Does stuff.
No, that's true.
That
I
makes
agree.
Them the worst and like
and
self-centered.
Boring. The worst and the most boring.
Yeah.
Kakistos' paws look like pork rinds.
That was his name?
Kakistos.
Man, I don't retain any information from this show.
Greek, you better write that shit down. You know it's going to be on the test.
I will have you know, I haven't been working on a season 3 test, but I am done with the season 6 test.
What?
Man, I did a season 6 rewatch in like 2 shifts. I didn't have anything to do. My job is super slow lately.
God. So TC messaged me saying I should stop plugging What the Hellmouth to my coworkers. You should, for this reason, you should stop. Because you're saying you're...
I mean, it is... I mean, they know it's slow. I just don't want them knowing that, like, I say, like, the N-word and hate white people.
Okay.
It's just not good for my continued employment because they're white
people.
I don't
know that I say anything bad about my job.
I think I've said so many bad things on this podcast that I consistently want it taken down at this point. So I just try to really focus on not saying most things anymore.
Huh.
A really watered down version of myself.
Boo.
Yeah, but you won't cut out any of the bad things I say. So I just figure if I just don't say them, then I don't have to think about it
and
have nightmares.
I mean, yes, I have told you, like, if you want me to bleep this out after the fact, just don't say it.
Really watered down.
But sometimes you don't know, like,
bleep.
I'm sure everybody has that moment where you're saying something and then after you say it, it's like, oh, wait, never mind. Like, for example, with the microphone earlier when I said that thing that I said that wasn't on mic, so I won't repeat it, but it was inappropriate.
I don't even remember, guys.
That's even better. But like,
what if she just said cunt several times?
I mean, I don't, cunt isn't super inappropriate. That cunt is
a
probably
nasty word, though.
Not the what? Worst thing I've said today, let alone just ever.
What does like cunt usually, like, what is it? Like,
a
is
vagina?
It the act?
Your
just
boom,
the,
boom.
Whole the whole vagina.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Your poom poom.
I thought it was describing something in it. So
no.
I was like, okay.
Like the specific cavern of your like uterus. Like what?
Now, quim, that's describing something inside.
The cavern of your uterus.
The quim? No, quim is the milky discharge.
Okay.
Ah! Harley Quim, that's what a Batman villain should be.
Oh. No.
I'm going home.
It's just Harley Quinn just all goopy running around saying, oh, the Joker, come here.
Why would she say it like that?
Because
that's how
she
talks.
Oh, I don't know Harley Quinn.
Do vampires consistently keep fire, wood, crosses in their layers.
Fun fact.
Why do you make it easier for Buffy to come kill you?
The gentleman who played Mr. Trick originally auditioned to be Spike. They said, oh no, we won't have a nigger doing that. Come on. Not as a recurring character, though Mr. Trick is a recurring character.
Is
nice.
He?
Just for this season. So Kakistos has to be killed with a larger stake than normal, which ends up being canon within the series. The older a vampire is, the more powerful or like strong or firm the stake has to be. And I put, when I was little, this boy on my grandma's block who was fatherless and super sensitive about it, or he was fatherless and was super sensitive about it. And one time, this older boy who was like my sister's age made some joke, and he was like, some guy who like, I don't know, like just peered off the block or something. He was like, oh, like Dante, daddy. And Dante just walked off. And then like maybe 3 minutes later, you heard this battle cry from like 80 feet away. And he came running up and had this giant branch. And he was like, don't talk about my daddy, man. Don't talk about my daddy. And that's how Faith killed Kakistos.
Question. You said was fatherless. Does he have a stepdad now?
Yeah. His stepdad was the one that lived on my grandma's block.
Oh, okay.
He used to flirt with me. Not the stepdad, the boy Dante. He used to flirt with me because he had a crush on my sister.
But I wouldn't have been surprised because all the adults in your life in your childhood were horrible.
Yeah.
Can I go through some notes? Because we got to start wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are there so many watchers?
Every Slayer has a watcher. So, like, there are people being trained to be watchers because it's, like, the Slayer is going to die.
Okay. And they want them to be, like,
and also, like,
local.
Watchers don't die when Slayers do. So, like, Kendra's watcher is probably at the Watcher's Retreat because he's not dead. Just Kendra, the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, he's freaking chilling on an island. How long has Faith been a Slayer? Because it does, for how much she has done, it doesn't seem possible. Wouldn't it have been just like 3 months?
Roughly.
But we only see slaying through the eyes of Buffy, who admittedly has an entire like life outside of slaying. Yeah. Like slaying's her job.
Yeah, like Faith is going to different
states.
Faith has
no one. Faith is also like kind of a wild card. So I think it's like it seems realistic that she's done all that stuff.
And it seems like she's also proactive about slaying. She goes out to find these motherfuckers. Like, sounds like there's vampires over there.
I believe if Faith hadn't become the Slayer, just like a Dexter situation, she would have been murdering people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or MMA, probably.
No, she would be murdering people and then fucking their corpses.
I think if she got turned, she'd be one of those, like, Spike Angel scenarios where like they have these names where other vampires and other demons know who the fuck they are and how like crazy are.
Is Spike crazy though?
Priest,
I thought it was
like
Drew-
old Spike. I mean, oh. Crazy like that he was like a real badass, like Angel. Like when Angel had his whole backstory about how he was an actual terror.
Yeah, I knew that, but saying? I thought he was just like a dude.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Because I know Drusilla was a crazy person. Crazy.
But Drusilla was driven crazy.
But like as a vampire. Yeah, but as a vampire
Wouldn't being turned into a vampire only amplify the crazy?
Yeah, didn't it? I thought she was going around murdering people.
Sorry,
yeah,
what?
And little
Drusilla?
Dogs.
No, Angel drove her crazy before killing her. Guys, right. Were you even watching season two?
But when she became a vampire, was she
crazier? She was already crazy. No, he drove her crazy by killing all of her loved ones. No. And
but what I'm saying is
she was not any crazier because she was a vampire.
Oh.
Was she murdering a lot of people as a vampire?
I mean, I would assume so.
Okay, so she would have a name as being a murderous vampire of like, holy shit, that's Drusilla. Please watch out. She's a loose cannon.
I guess.
But that's what we're talking about.
Sorry, I was looking at fun facts.
They can't do that makeup. I'm sorry, but like, I'm really angry about the makeup that they all have. I'm like, as a high schooler, I never did my makeup like that.
And,
Everybody's
or even eyebrows
back then, like,
are disgusting.
Whose eyebrows?
Everyone. All of their eyebrows. Not nary a good eyebrow in sight.
So there's a fact, and it says,
except for Cordelia.
Faith is the only character to have her first appearance be one where she was featured. What does that mean?
What the fuck?
It means this. So, you know when credits roll and like it will say people's names, like right after the cold open, it will start bringing up people's names like a guest starred. It might have said featuring Elijah Dushku.
Oh.
Oh, the
dude. That's not a fun fact.
It's really not.
The
dude who looked like Star Trek.
Kakistos.
Yeah, he looked like Star Trek. Like, he should have been on Star Trek.
He was really mad about her doing that thing to his eye. Like, I mean, I thought she had done something much worse.
Yeah.
She was like,
he had his little Harry Potter lightning scar and shit. Like,
he was like,
come
she
on.
Scratched me. She'll be sorry.
And then he killed the Watcher just because of that.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, they didn't even go into detail of, like, what the significance of that was.
Buffy was really trying to get, like, exposition from Faith, like, at bad times. Like, they're running from this big, bad, giant demon. And she was like, you need to tell me right now everything there is to know about you since birth. Right now.
I don't know if she was asking about everything about you. I need to know what the fuck this nigga is coming after us for, because
he wants to kill us. Let's run. There it is. That's the story.
Yeah, but I think that what we get a lot of with the villains on this show is that they have backstory, and they have, like, there's a specific reason, even though they all come in and they're like, I want to kill the Slayer because she's the Slayer and she's going to stop me from taking over the world. She's the Slayer and she's going to do this. She's just like, there's always a reason. And I think with this, Buffy's so used to being the one that they're trying to kill that now that they're trying to kill Faith, she's like, well, is this a transferable thing? Like, is it any Slayer? Is it you specific? Can I exit stage left and not have to worry about this shit no more? What's going to happen?
But how they deal with that is so terrible, because I brought it up. This show consistently is the most anticlimactic show I have ever seen, because things are set up to, like, oh my God, this is going to be a huge fucking deal. You know, what's his face? Thick Daddy Luke thought he was going to be the big bad. You think these things consistently are going to be like, holy shit, this is going to be a huge thing in the story. And then I looked it up. There's a Latin term for it, like God in the machine, something like that.
Deus ex machina.
Yeah, yes. Did you know that because of...
No, I just know.
You know Latin?
It's a phrase that I know.
Okay, okay, awesome.
I don't know where I know it from, but I know that I know it, and I know
so
what it means.
It's like just something is present to quickly resolve a situation.
Yeah.
And this show is just the, I also think it's like a Greek ending, something weird like that, where something happens, they've written themselves into a corner, or in Buffy's case, they've written too much for an episode, and then they have to resolve it so quickly, and it's just a dud.
Yeah, and like something literally, like the idea is that like God would come down and fix it because it's the only thing that could help. And I think a lot of this show, these episodes are built like they were like, what if we don't get renewed and this is the last episode? We need everything to be wrapped up until this point. There's no additional drama that like there's no loose ends, you know? So I think that every episode is like that, and it does make it feel anticlimactic. But I also think what does it for us is that we know that there's a continuance to the story. We know that there are several seasons left to the story. So when it's like, oh, Buffy's gonna die. And then you're like, no, she's not. I know that there's four more seasons. Like, she's not gonna die. So, well, again. But like, I think that it's one of those things where because you have that in the back of your mind, it makes the thing that would have been much more dramatic when you're watching it week by week and not really knowing what's coming next, more like it waters it down.
I would never be afraid that the main character is going to die. It's the fact that
all right, that's what Game of Thrones did.
They set Game of Thrones is
Game of
different
Thrones, but and yeah,
the people who you think are going to stick around end up dying, and that's the weird thing about this show.
Jenny Calendar.
Yeah,
I think the thing
is Calendar
that they try to do very consistently is that they'll give you this kind of meaty storyline in an episode, but they're very, very focused on like, here's our A plot for the season, here's our B plot, here's our C plot. Any other storyline is going to be in this 44 minutes or it's not going to get done. And I think like the Kakistos thing could have been a very good backstory that we could have like looked more into, but they were like, nope, the episode's over because we have another storyline that we have to do for Faith. And we have the storyline with Scott, and we have the story where like they very clearly had like these three lines of storyline that they're going to get out in this 22 episode arc. So anything else is just going to be one episode.
Which is reflected in Buffy in that's her life. Her life is... The overarching A plot is that she's the Slayer, and the B plot is the niggas that be in and out of her life, her stupid ass friends and all their bad decisions and like clothing and just being alive, her mama, like all of those things. There's always a problem and a resolution back and forth with them. And like, I don't know, it just plays out sort of. I recognize that I'm not watching Buffy for an extended storyline. I'm watching it for like, this is 45 minutes of what the fuck I'm watching. It's what's on TV. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
know?
I'll start watching it because it's just every episode's a disappointment.
I don't know.
It's a bad show.
I don't think it's bad. Like, I try to put myself in the context of like, okay, let's go back to the 90s. Let's think about, like, I can't judge on your special effects compared to now. Special effects now are practically fucking witchcraft and magic, right, compared to what was going on in the 90s, you know?
See, like, but I watch a children's show from 1990. Super Sentai is a children's show that doesn't have, like, you could say it doesn't have the best effects, it doesn't have the best writing.
But it's dramatic as fuck.
Yeah, and it's great. Mm-hmm. The story keeps driving, and this is also a monster of the week. Like, I know my expectations of what it is supposed to be. Buffy has not given me that. I don't know what show it's supposed to be. I don't know if it's supposed to be a comedy, if it's supposed to be a drama, if it's supposed to be satire. I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to do. And it still has not defined itself after three seasons.
I was trying to do my favorite line of the episode, but it's not listed in IMDb. It's that part where Willow's like, oh, you could talk to him and do that thing with your mouth that boys like. And Buffy gives her that look. And she's like, oh, not that thing, that half smile you do. Also, listen, I am Team Giles. I love Giles maybe more than I love any character other than Faith and Buffy and Spike. No, I'm just kidding.
Giles too. But
there was no reason for him to have her do that. Like, he could have literally just come to her in the fatherly way he always does and been like, hey, if you need to talk through this, talk to me. But that thing where he, like, forced her into saying, like, oh, Angel was cured, I just had to do it because it was too late. Like, ugh.
Gross.
When I didn't catch that, when that was revealed, like, it was almost like my brain was like, no. Because
not Giles.
When he turns to Willow, after Buffy had been betrayed once, and I turned to Tavi and I'm like, how many times are they gonna fucking betray her? And Tavi goes, one more time. And then Giles turns to Willow and says that there is no spell. I think my brain literally stalled and was like, there's no fucking way Giles would do this to her. And I was like, no. I was like, he did all of this pretending that there's this spell, that he needs all this information to get Buffy to talk about what is a very traumatic experience for her. And like, does he ever come clean to Buffy that there was no spell?
I took that as...
I'm tired of these motherfuckers. Oh my God.
I took that as... What did this binding spell do?
What do you mean?
What was its intent?
It was essentially supposed to be to keep him from being able to come back?
His soul would have gone into the Orb of Thessala, and then they would have been able to put his soul back into him. So he would have been cured. Or when they put it in the Orb of Thessala, it goes back into him. That's why when she does the last one, where you remember when Willow was at the hospital and she starts speaking whatever language she's speaking and they're like, hey, are you okay?
Ancient Sumerian.
Yeah. That's because the spell was working. And then at the very last moment, he's like, oh, I feel like I've been gone for months. And they hug and they kiss and she's like, close your eyes, and she stabs him because the spell did work.
Yes.
You're talking about the containing spell that Giles was talking
about,
right?
Yes, the binding
spell. That wasn't
real.
Right.
No, but what was the intent?
So what he was saying
was protection. Trying to get her to like...
to open up about Angel.
I think it was protection.
What the spell was supposed to do... I get it. We're on the same page. What the spell was supposed to do, allegedly, that Giles is pretending is going to happen, is that it's going to keep whatever the fuck that demon's name is from ever being able to come back.
Okay.
Or release, I guess... the apocalypse again.
Okay, see, I was completely confused on this. I thought the binding spell was to keep Angel from coming back because he's still a demon. But then when she said, oh, he was cured, I thought when he said there is no spell, he was saying, well, if he's no longer a demon, it's fine if he comes back.
Right, that's why my brain was like, well, what the fuck? And then at the very end of the episode, he comes back. And I'm like, well, now maybe there should have been a spell, but I guess he's back and normal.
He was so moist.
But like, you're a demon.
Booty was big as hell though.
Who got sent to hell as not like a bad, you weren't being a bad, you're being a good. But after spending 3 months in hell, I can't imagine that you come back and you're like, we're good to go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Also, times might move differently in hell.
Ooh, it does. Because remember that episode? When they had them.
You said remember that episode like it wasn't two episodes. Yeah. Like, remember 6 months ago when we watched that one?
I feel like that episode was so long ago.
Yeah, me too. You guys got any more notes?
Xander Counter.
Oh, yes. And then we'll start doing plugs.
Xander was in 4 scenes and he was the worst in 3.
It seemed like he was only in 1 scene.
Yeah.
That's fine. He can stay out of the show.
His outfits were the worst in all of them. They were just so big. God damn, his clothes are big as hell. He wears clothes like he's like a worker, like a chimney sweep or some shit.
Anissa was doing like a me pose. You're just in your seat like super tense. Like
she's stretching.
Oh, okay.
I have like a knot right here.
She has like a knot right here.
Yeah, we have to. Anissa's very off mic. She's like an indie singer from 2009.
Kayla, what you got to plug?
We can also say thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for being on the show, coming all the way from Washington specifically just to be on the podcast.
Exactly what I did. That's exactly why I came here.
I believe
it. No, but you can follow me on Twitter. Is it LolaLufa14 or just LolaLufa?
I think it's just LolaLufa.
Lola _ Lufa. You can follow me.
I don't think
me.
There's an underscore.
Yeah, there's not an underscore?
No.
Shit.
There will be, it'll be in the description.
Yeah. And also Instagram, LolaLufa14 though. So, because I had to delete my first one.
Follow me on Instagram at Tavia_CW. Or if you want to follow my transition, follow me at TransitioningWithTC. You can follow me on Twitter at Tavia I said underscore for Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Tavia.CW. Follow me on Twitter at Tavia_CW because they don't let you put a period and I'm going to complain about it until we stop doing this podcast because James and Anissa hate this show. You can follow me on Tumblr at TShaliceW. You can also follow me on Snapchat there or follow us on Tumblr at What the Hell Mouth Podcast.
You can go ahead and follow me on Twitter _ Miss Valdez. You can follow me on Instagram _ Anissa Marie. And you can always send me money on Cash App, $ Anissa V24.
Hey guys, do you want to listen to me some more times during the week? Check out my other podcasts such as This Movie's Gay, What the Hell Mouth, Hit It and Crit It, and Mostly Speakin' Sentai. Or maybe do you want to listen to my rap music under Marshland Monster? Marshland Monster. Go to MLMpod.com and do you want to help us make this room a little less echoey and donate to us much like our fantastic guest Kayla has done?
Oh.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's insane that you forgot how much it was a large sum.
Never forget how much money I spend.
Go there. There's a donate button. It's through PayPal. It would be very, very appreciated. And we'll give you a shout out on the podcast, just like Kayla, two grapes.
And we'll fly you in just like we did Kayla.
Yeah, we did
Kayla
not.
Kayla did not get flued out by me. I don't have that kind of money.
Oh, guys, and I believe that's it. Thank you again, Kayla, for being here.
Thank you
Thanks
for coming.
Yeah, and hey, guys, I've been James.
I've been Kayla.
I've been Tavia.
And I've been Anissa.
And this has been
What the Hell Mouth.
Ooh, Kayla did it. She knows what's up. Bye-bye. Anissa, remember we say, and I'm Anissa, you're so far from the mic.
I'll get there.
Oh,
may she rest. In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Faith, Hope, and Trick, we learn it did hurt.
When?
Ooh. No, let's do a 3-2-1 when. Okay. 3-2-1 when?
Oh, man, I fucked it up then. Sorry. Can we start over?
No, you just, I can edit it together.
When Angel Fell from Hell, my name's Tavia.
I'm Anissa.
Oh, maybe we should do this over again.
Okay.
It might not come together in the edit.
It was going to be really, hold on, wait. So there's an episode of My Big Fat, I didn't want to say it, where they're talking, and that was when I realized like how badly they edit like reality shows, because she's talking about because she doesn't want to marry like a dude in their culture. She wants to marry like this outside dude, which is not okay. And he's like, look, you're not marrying one of those dudes in your culture. You're going to marry me. So he like comes to her birthday party and like gives her a ring. And she's like, I don't know, Wilson is being super crazy. We have never even been on a date. Like, they had just taken like a times where she was like, we have, and just spliced it all together. And I think that that's what it would sound like. When Angel, I'm sorry, it was so good that it threw me. I'm sorry. All right, I got it.
Just do it now, because now we'll
two
do it
takes. Live, fuck it.
Yeah, just say.
When Angel Fell from Hell, my name's Tavia.
I'm Anissa.
Nope.
I thought it was me. Is it you or is it me next?
It's you. We'll do you.
Okay.
Are you going to do it?
Ooh.
What was I going to do?
Welcome
the
us
summary?
To the... No, welcome us to the...
I will get...
Are you here? Do you do this podcast?
Okay, I will start it.